This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It seems the urban-rural divide is rearing its ugly head again in the form this time of a Senate bill that calls for dairy farmers and fruit growers to report when they use slave labor and human trafficking to boost production. Senator Doug Erickson says this legislation is an insult to everyone in ag.
Yeah, so this Senate Bill 5693 is a regulatory burden that we place upon our farmers, now only dairy farmers and people basically orchardists and in the raspberry industry, to tell the state if they're using slaves. And it's an absolutely ridiculous piece of legislation.
He says it's something they've seen coming in his district for some time.
This is definitely an attack on our local farmers here in Washington State. As I said, it's been happening for quite a few years now in Whatcom County, where lawsuits have been waged against our farmers who are legally bringing in guest workers to come and work on our farms in Whatcom County.
He says it's all being orchestrated by the same group of extremists.
You know, many of these same groups want to end that guest worker program, which would essentially put our farmers out of business with the current labor supply in America. So this is an organized and concerted attempt by certain radical elements to demonize modern agriculture in Washington State. There's no other way to put it. These people are trying to put our farmers out of work, and they are trying to use the government and ridiculous claims like slavery to get it done.
Listen tomorrow for more on this dangerous legislation.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.